This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Wharf. Now it's time for the latest installment of Social Distancing. It's our series where we hear from you, our listeners, about the challenges and changes you're facing in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak. In our latest story, WFAE's Sarah D'Elia spoke to an employee of a restaurant at Lake Norman who says some customers refuse to comply with the state's mask mandate, making it difficult to stay safe at work.
23-year-old Kaylee Hogan is likely the first face you'll see when you walk into Hello Sailor, a locally owned restaurant in Cornelius right on the water with a menu packed with seafood and colorful cocktails. She describes her job this way.
You see this position a lot in older films where people are like, oh, let me get in touch with the maitre d' to get us a seat at the restaurant. That's basically what I am. I'm the hookup to get into the restaurant.
Kaylee likes her job and interacting with the public. And she was excited to get to work when Governor Roy Cooper announced Phase 2 guidelines, allowing restaurants to have sit-down service at a reduced capacity. The restaurant came up with a detailed cleaning plan, and then, when it was announced, worked to comply with the state's mask mandate. Hello Sailor asks customers to wear a mask when they move around the restaurant or are waiting for a table. They sell them for a dollar if a customer is in need of one.
You don't have to sit at the table and pull the mask down every time you take a bite. It's really just while you're walking through the restaurant, we have so many people that come in, even operating on half capacity. It's a larger scale restaurant. We just want to keep the air clean to the best ability that we can.
But many customers are upset when asked to wear a mask while they wait for a table or move about the cabin, so to speak. In fact, many times when Kaylee asks a customer to please wear a mask, it turns into a confrontation.
Today in particular, I got asked, why are you guys doing this? No other restaurants in the area are regulating this, but you guys are. I've had people tell me that they're stupid, they don't work. My manager, Logan, got in a confrontation with a guest that told him to take the effing mask off. It's stupid and I can't understand you.
In the early days of the mask mandate, the confrontation with customers caught the staff more off guard. The day after the mandate went into place, the staff commiserated with each other about the emotional toll it took on the group after just one day.
I came in the next day. I was like, I don't know about you guys, but I pretty much cried in the car on the way home yesterday. And my manager said, I did too. And my other host said, yeah, I cried in the bathroom. It was hard to get myself in the mind space to come to work the next day and say, you know, today's going to be different. Today's going to be better.
Most of the customers who take issue with wearing a mask tend to be older, she says, although some millennials have also given her a hard time. She's even had to ask police officers to put a mask on.
To see police officers come in and just disregard it and to, you know, get in arguments with me about whether they want to wear the mask or not, it's just upsetting. It's like a slap in the face that you just don't care. And that sets a really poor example for the guests that come in. Well, if he doesn't care, why would I? He's a police officer. I don't have to wear it if he doesn't.
And she's observed that depending on where a guest is from, the reaction to being asked to wear a mask varies.
Mecklenburg County is becoming more strict by the day. Iredell County seems to be lackadaisical on it. And this is where it's caused a lot of tension in my lap. We have people that come in that are not used to going out and being required to wear a mask.
No matter who takes issue with being asked to wear a mask, it's common for politics to come up. It's a political issue for a lot of guests. And Kaylee says they make that issue known.
One person in particular, when I told him he had to put the mask on, said, well, I can tell this is a house of Democrats. And I get that a lot.
But she says it's not a political issue for her or her coworkers. They just want to stay safe. And another part of keeping the restaurant safe is asking customers to keep their social distance. There are many times when her personal space is invaded at work, like recently when a guest was getting too close when she asked him to take a step back.
He bullied me from the walk from the host stand to the table. All I heard was just, you know, words coming out of his mouth, don't get too close, and just like, you know, cracking jokes about me taking it seriously. And then later I went to seat somebody next to his table and he made it very clear to swerve way out of my way to just let me know that I was uncomfortable with his stance and how close he was towards me. A lot of people have been receptive and comfortable with just taking a step back while others just think it's hilarious.
Kaylee has a hard time seeing the humor in the situation. The only restaurant she says she goes to is the one she works at. Even simple things that used to be common, like a customer touching her arm to get her attention if her back was turned, could have health consequences.
It's not fun right now to wear the mask or to keep space from everybody. But what's even less fun is not being able to see your family. Essential workers, restaurant workers, have to take so much responsibility for the community to keep everybody safe. I think that we have a lot of people that don't recognize how hard it is on us in our personal lives.
Kaylee's grandparents are who she's trying to protect herself for. They've had to get creative with in-person visits to make sure no germs are passed.
And it's been so hard to go, for myself and for my grandma, to go to see her. And I have to see her through a glass door and just wave and, you know, and like talk on the phone. And that's so hard. It's like, I miss her. I want to hug her so bad.
Kaylee is going to hold off on that hug while the virus continues to spread and she struggles to keep social distance with guests. She wants to keep her grandparents safe. That's part of why it's so hard to see people walk into the restaurant without a mask and giving her a hard time when asked to put them on. What does give her hope is when people have come to her defense. The other day, one customer adamantly said over and over he refused to wear a mask. And another customer nearby heard the confrontation.
He spoke up and said, "Hey, dude, you have to. Just put it on."
And that day, she says, she got a little bit of her faith in humanity back. Those days, the kind where people stick up for the essential worker, who see and appreciate the work they do and the care they put into keeping themselves and the restaurant safe, those are the kind of days she wants to see more of. WFAE wants to hear from you. If you have a story about the challenges and changes you've faced since the outbreak of the coronavirus, leave us a voicemail at 704-916-9114 or go to WFAE.org for more information. And we hope you and your loved ones are taking care.
We have worked so hard to keep it safe for everybody. So please just come and make sure we feel safe too.